Many inner city children don't get to experience the summer tradition of camping. That's why a West Columbus group called One Divine Life to Health decided to give underprivileged kids an opportunity to learn about the great outdoors. It's called Camping in the Hood is Good, and it takes place this weekend on the Hilltop. With me to talk about that is founder Esther Flores. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you for coming to our garden. So as you see here, in the midst of human trafficking and opioid addiction, here on South Oakley, we have a garden, and it's called the Hilltop Butterfly Garden.
When did you start this garden?
We actually started the garden on April of this year.
So this camping adventure this weekend, will kids be doing typical camping things like pitching tents and roasting marshmallows?
Yes, and they will also be dancing in under the lights of Columbus. We have a lot of different activities. The adults that will be here, I worked with them, so they're experienced, so they're going to be helping the children how to build the tent, how to set up their sleeping bags, learn where the porta potties are at, you know, and also help with the team building projects, because they're also going to be learning about reptiles. They're going to be learning about rock painting, building, you know, attracting birds here, the different types of butterflies. It's going to be a very busy weekend for them.
So because it's camping in the city, it's not quite the same as being in the outdoors, you know, in the middle of nowhere.
You're right. But the cool thing about it is like, I think it's cool. We don't have no access to electricity or water. So they're still going to be experiencing like real camping. No Wi-Fi, you know, so a lot of the activities is basically participation, human contact, you know, balloon water fights, you know, just a lot of building, you know.
And this is the first one that you've held, right?
Yes, it's our first one, and we're looking forward to have many more.
How many kids will be here?
We have room right now for solely 30 children. We have the consent sign, and all the kids come from the Hilltop. And the reason why we did that is because the Hilltop is the forgotten, you know, and it's so sad. And so that you understand, Debbie, the infant mortality rate here is 15.5. It's higher than, it's almost triple the rate of our national average.
What skills do you think they're going to learn that they can use in their daily lives from this experience?
Part of what they're going to be learning is the team building, you know, to work in groups. That's why we're going to have like five little groups out of, you know, with six kids. They're going to be, you know, these little projects. So if they assign a leader, then that leader has to do the activity, and they're going to be cheering them. And then what happens is everybody wins. So everybody in this program is going to learn about communication skills, aside from planning and learning about the fruits and the veggies. They're going to be learning that, you know what, it's important to be working together. It's basically the golden rule, you know. They'll learn about, you know, the creator, you know, because life began in a garden. But they're also going to be learning the power of the tribe, working together. Mm-hmm. Everything that we're going to do, from eating, building, it's going to engage community.
Well, thank you. I've been talking with Esther Flores about Camping in the Hood is Good, happening this weekend on the Hilltop.
Thank you.